You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. We've got the band back together. It's a welcome home party for Mr. Armstrong because Scott Perry is here again, following up from yesterday, and BJ is back in town. BJ, how's it going?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Glad to be back. How am I doing, Mo? Only terrific.
Okay.
And it's good. And my guy. Scott Perry is here, you know, the NBA extraordinaire.
That's right.
Hey, you know the vibes, Jay. You know the vibes. Exactly. Exactly.
That's pretty funny.
Well, it's exciting times in the NBA. As the rebranded in-season tournament, now known as the NBA Cup, is getting kicked off tonight. And we're going to start off by, first of all, let me ask you guys this, because you're more tapped in with some of the players and teams around the league. Does anyone really care about winning the NBA Cup? Or is it going to be kind of like last season, where the Lakers were celebrating winning and raising a banner and everyone looked at them like, so what?
I'm going to tell you this. When the idea of this tournament first came about, I was very skeptical about it. And I'm going to be honest. And I was not a huge proponent of it because of what you just alluded to, Mo. I didn't think they'd be buying from the players. And I also didn't think there'd be buy-in from the fans. However, gauging off last year, I thought the players played very hard during these games, which was refreshing to see. And what I believe happened around the league and talking with coaches and players, it was a good way early in the season to create some playoff type intensity. Now, I'm not saying it's the exact same as the NBA playoffs, but for early season NBA basketball in a regular season, it was a more intense atmosphere. And so, especially for your younger players on your roster, it gives them an introduction into high stakes basketball at the NBA level. You're competing for something. Now, I know the prize money of $500,000 may not seem like a lot of money to guys on the roster that are making 45, 50 million bucks a year, but you have guys 10 through 13 that are on minimum deals, and that $500,000 can mean a lot. And I think what I also witness is coaches using the opportunity to utilize playoff type rotations, if you will, learn more about their team, and is a good dress rehearsal for them early in the year. And there was great buy-ins from the fans. The only thing to me, the courts themselves were so audacious and so bright.
This year's ones look way nicer.
Yes, this year's they've improved that. And so I think it's something here to stay. And again, you're talking to a guy who was very skeptical of it. When the idea first came out, and you got to give Adam Silver a lot of credit for this, because this was something that he was really behind, you know, during my time in the NBA and when this was first coming up and a number of the executive meetings, he was really high on this idea, and he saw it through to the end. And it'd be interesting to see what year two looks like. Let's see what, if they can come back, if year two can be better than year one.
Well, I think from like a media and marketing perspective, I do feel like they could have done a better job in marketing the NBA Cup this year, because I didn't even know it was beginning today until last night when I went and I was talking to my friends on Twitch, like, when's the NBA Cup again? So I don't think that it's got the same kind of fanfare that I had expected, especially given how hard they promoted it last year. I mean, they did the same kind of trailer on Instagram and it wasn't really hitting the same because it's basically an extension of what you did before. But apart from that, I've not really seen too much hype made around it, whether that be on social media or elsewhere. But BJ, what are your thoughts about the NBA Cup?
Well, from an American perspective, I agree with Scott. I was very hesitant. I was very hesitant. I had questions,
the league is always, it's been 82 games. The game is the game. The 82 matters. And then all of a sudden, we're trying to figure out, as Scott beautifully said, they're playing harder in
AKA, they're
the
doing their job.
Exactly.
The job they get paid millions of dollars to do. They're finally doing it. Okay, cool.
Beautifully said. However, as you guys, both of you guys will know, I just got back from Europe here recently, and
Didn't come and visit me.
I did not come visit you. It was a weather concern. It wasn't a you concern. It was a weather concern. Well, I didn't
Oh,
bring a jacket. I
because I'd
didn't
be
bring a
making it
jacket.
rain over on these streets.
Yeah. I wasn't properly dressed to come to the wonderful place you call home. But I will say this. I think the intentions of war of this in-season tournament is the correct thing. And here's why I say that. Guys, when we look at our league now, currently, over a quarter of the league now are international players. So for a quarter of the league, this is just normal. you have your Euro League, then you have your,
Euro
what is
Cup,
it? And then you have your what AC, whatever they call it.
they have
AC,
like the
I don't know.
domestic league, like the ACB, for
Yeah,
example, and
the
then they will
ACB,
also
the
compete
domestic,
in the
yeah,
Euro
the
League,
domestic
and
league.
then the Euro Cup
So
is
it
like the
makes
second division of the Euro League.
so for us Americans, this is new. For them, they're like, oh, same thing we've been doing our entire life. Okay. So I think this is the right direction because it's truly now a global game. Okay. I've and if we don't adjust here in America, and you could see just by the results are in from this regard. The best players are the international players, the best young players in the league. The Jokic's MVP, Giannis MVP, Luka is right there. Shai Alexander right there. Joel Embiid, former MVP, and then we all know Wimby is, he's going to be,
Wimby
yeah, he's going to be,
is
yeah, he's going to be
Wimby.
doing his thing for the
Maybe
next
it's
whatever. So the results are in. The international space has spoken, and we're going to have to do something to catch up to this. So, in saying all of that, I think it's the right thing. I was just like Scott. I opened my eyes and I started saying, where's the rest of the world going? So I think it makes sense. I think it's terrific. I endorse it. I hope the domestic players can endorse it. I know the international players, they've always done this. So I think it's the way to go. So I think this is the way the world is moving, and I think this is the right move by the NBA. And by the commissioner, and I think Commissioner Silver deserves a lot of credit for this. I really
Absolutely,
do.
absolutely. The league has done a great job in coming up with this new concept. But from a fan perspective, I'm gonna give you guys kind of the European, the English perspective, because this cup model is taken from football, really and truly, right? Soccer, as you would call it. So here in the UK, you have the Premier League, which is the domestic league competition. So like the regular season, the team at the top of the standings at the end, they win. There's no playoffs. You also have what's called the Champions League, where the best teams from each country in Europe compete against each other. And that's kind of the most prestige prized competition at the club level of football over here. You then have the FA Cup, which every single team in England can enter. So teams from the lowest divisions possible, teams from the very top, everyone enters. Hundreds of teams are in that competition. It runs throughout the year, and then you win the FA Cup at the end. You also have what's called the League Cup, which is often sold off to sponsors. I think right now it's called the Carabao Cup, and that's an energy drink that tastes disgusting. But that's the League Cup, and all the teams in the top two leagues from the UK or whatever it is, they play in that competition, right? So there's a bunch of cup competitions. The thing is, fans really care about the Champions League. You know, if your team is playing in the Champions League, you have to watch. Those games are always on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You have to watch it. It's got its own branding. It's got its own theme song, whatever. You have to tune in and watch it because that's a big deal. If your team wins the Champions League, fans will be bragging about that for years and years and years. Whereas something like the Carabao Cup is not really a serious competition. When good teams win it, they're like, oh, whatever, we've won the Carabao Cup, but what's next? You know, when fans are talking about how successful their team's been, if they've won the League Cup that season, if they won the Carabao Cup, that's not really a bragging point. You know what I mean? You can't say, oh, we had a successful season, we won the Carabao Cup. Nobody cares in the grand scheme of things. And so the way I look at it is, for the Lakers last year, can they say that they had a successful season because they won the NBA Cup? And I don't think you can.
No.
You got lost in the first round of the playoffs, almost swept out, and you raised the banner for the in-season tournament. I don't think anyone's looking at it like that's impressive. So that's my question is, what can the NBA do to add prestige to this competition to make it something that the fans really care about? Because ideally, with this competition, it's a great concept, but you want fans tuning into this and saying, you want me telling my friends, oh, the Celtics are playing in the NBA Cup tonight, I got to stay up and watch the game. Because at the moment, it's still just regular season basketball.
Very great points, Mo. And I believe it's just going to take time for that to begin to resonate. The cup that you refer to over there in football or soccer, as we like to call it, how long has that been in existence? For
hundreds of years.
Years, hundreds of years. So it's baked in. This is an extremely new idea here. I believe you got to crawl before you can walk. The first thing was, and like I said, novel concept. Hey, we want to see better competition early in the NBA season. We want to see more exciting basketball early in the year. Because look, right now, from a television perspective, the NBA really doesn't begin for the fan base until Christmas Day.
Yeah,
that's really the start of the NBA season where people
Man,
get
Mr. Perry. Yeah.
I mean, only losers like myself are watching every single game.
Right. But let's call it what it is. That's that day has historically kicked off NBA basketball from a heavy viewership point of view. So it was incumbent upon the league to try to figure out, okay, how can we get a little more of the media space in November, early December? What would make our game more interesting? Because look, you're going head up against the behemoth that is the NFL right now. You're starting your season when the World Series was going on. And this past World Series, you had the two largest media markets battling it out and two historic franchises in the Yankees and the Dodgers. So that took a little a bit away from NBA viewership as well. And then hockey starting as well. You've got college football going on in the drive to who's going to be national champion. So there's a lot of competing sports going on. You know, you're competing for the interest in the fan.
Yeah.
And so that, I believe in just getting more competitive games, and we'll see what the numbers reflect over the next few years. Can the NBA pull more fans in to have an interest just to watch guys that they love to see play during most of the regular season as it is and into the playoffs? Can they get excited about them winning
I hear
a
what
cup?
You mean.
Yeah, no, but I agree. But look, to your point, in the grand scheme of things, look, it's going to take a long time. If you're going to ask an NBA player at the end of the year, or do you feel that you had a successful season that you won the cup, but you lost in the first round of the playoffs? Every last one I'm going to tell you, no, that was not a successful season. They want to be in the finals at minimum, but, you know, and preferably winning the championship.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that you could create anything that's going to be even approach close to that level, but just because of the historical significance of winning the whole thing and being regarded as the NBA champion.
Well, to your point about Christmas Day, though, the NBA Cup begins tonight. The group stage runs until the 3rd of December. And then the quarterfinals are the 10th and 11th of December. Then they go to Vegas. The final four teams go to Vegas on the 14th. So 14th till the 17th. They're then doing the semifinals and a championship game in Vegas, right? Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, you're just bringing the clock forward by about 10 days ahead of Christmas. It may be an idea to start the season with the NBA Cup. maybe that would get a push for the start of the season. I don't know. But hopefully it continues to grow and hopefully they can find a way to put some more prestige into the competition. But I wanted to ask you guys, seeing as I predicted correctly last year that the NBA Cup in its first year will be won by LeBron James and the Lakers, as that's the biggest draw for the casual fans. I'm not saying it was fixed. I'm just saying that it was very easy to predict before a ball had even been bounced. Who do you guys think will win the NBA Cup this year?
Well, Mo, since you have the title of that, I want to hear who you're predicting, because I don't how you figured that out last year. I'm gonna give you that was genius. Okay, let's the name of the show is Hoop Genius. Pardon me?
You also have to factor in that LeBron's gonna buy the team in Vegas when they expand there, and the finals of this competition is being held in Vegas.
So you're telling us the Lakers are gonna be back?
No, because they've already won one now. And I don't know whether the impact of that was enough. I think in an ideal world, you would have the ideal world to legitimize the NBA Cup as a competition is for the final of the NBA Cup to be a preview of the NBA Finals.
Yes.
That is the ideal outcome here, right? So ideally, you would have the Celtics playing versus whichever team you think will make it out of the Western Conference, whether that be Oklahoma City, whether that be Dallas, whether it be the Celtics versus the Warriors in a rematch of the 2022 Finals, which might add some interesting storylines. So that's how I think it's going to go. Not saying that it's scripted. I'm just saying, if I'm trying to get Fly Emirates to come and throw me a bunch of money, I'm trying to make this entertaining as possible. And that's all I'm going to say. So who do you guys think is going to be in that final and winning this competition?
Well, Mo, why don't you go over the brackets with us? You have the brackets there. You know, who's in the pools? There's six different pools.
I'm going to be honest with you, right? This thing is so confusing to me. I don't fully understand how they do. Why couldn't they make the brackets just the regional divisions? Would that not have just made the most sense?
Well, I probably there would be a little pushback, and even there's still going to be some commonality there, but you're trying not to play everybody in your division five times. So there'll be a couple that you do play five times, and that's why I think.
Okay. So there's one, two, three, four, five. There's six different groups.
Yes,
I can read out the groups to you.
So let's pick one out of
one from each group, and then two wild cards go through. Yes. I believe. Mm-hmm. So in Group A, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, the Kings, the Rockets, and the Blazers. That's clearly got to be the Timberwolves.
Timberwolves. I've got the Timberwolves.
Group B gets a little tougher: the Thunder, the Suns, the Lakers, the Jazz, and the Spurs. I'm picking Phoenix to win that group. No, actually, wait. How long is Kevin Durant out for? I'm picking OKC to win that group.
They evaluated in 2 weeks.
Now I'm picking OKC.
OKC is without Chet Holmgren, you know.
They'll find some random two-way player to bring in that can just play. Like, they got enough.
I'm gonna go Phoenix there because of the injury.
Okay.
Even though Kevin is out, but Kevin will be back. I think they'll get through the pool play, and Kevin will be back in time.
What do you think, BJ? Yeah.
Just say the teams again.
Thunder, Suns, Lakers, Jazz, Spurs.
I'm gonna say the obvious. I'm gonna go Thunder.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were gonna say Mr. Wembanyama, but that's
well, I was going to, but I just don't think.
Listen, I don't want to hear about him until 50% of his field goal attempts don't come from behind the arc. We're going to move on from that.
Okay.
Group C, we've got the Nuggets, the Mavericks, the Pelicans, the Warriors, and the Grizzlies. That might be the toughest group in the whole thing.
The Nuggets, the Mavericks.
Nuggets, Mavericks, Pelicans, Warriors, and Grizzlies.
I'm gonna go Warriors.
That's what I was saying. There. I'm going Warriors.
I'm gonna go Warriors.
Mm-hmm. Based on how they're playing now.
The Warriors, yeah.
Okay. And they're deep. I'm gonna go Warriors.
Okay. Over in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks, the Magic, the Sixers, the Nets, and the Hornets.
The Knicks, say that one more time, Al. The Knicks.
Knicks, Magic, Sixers, Nets, Hornets.
I'm going to go Knicks, even though they're not playing great right now, but Orlando's without Banchero at that whole time. And
Sixers are out.
The Sixers, their health is up in the air. And you had the Nets and the Hornets. So,
well, Embiid's supposed to be coming back.
Right. He's supposed to come back tonight against the Knicks.
Yeah, tonight. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Group B, the Bucks, the Pacers, who got to the final of last year's NBA Cup, the Heat, the Raptors, and the Pistons.
Ooh. Bucks, Pacers,
Heat, Raptors, Pistons.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Pacers, but
I'm going to go with the Miami Heat.
Oh! I'm stirring the pot, boys.
Yeah, man, exactly. I'm stirring the pot.
I do have to let you know that in the NBA Cup, all four quarters will be played. So that means the Heat do have to play third quarter basketball, which might be for the first time this season. Yeah, because they've never showed up to the third quarter.
I know they've struggled.
I like that pick. I'm going to go with the Pacers, I guess, because that's a bit of a terrible group. Group C is a very tough one because you can only pick one team to come out, the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Also the Bulls, Hawks, and Wizards, but who cares about them? Who wins that group?
I'm going the Cavaliers, even though I have Boston in the finals again and winning again. I think for this tournament and how they're playing right now, I'm going Cavaliers.
BJ?
In a series, I'm going Celtics in one game. Just one game early right now because, you know, the Celtics, for the first time, I think have to have a full roster with this team just because of their size. Mm-hmm. Porzingis will matter in this series. In a series, you know, if he's not healthy, I'm a little concerned because Evan Mobley will be a problem regardless.
And if you had to pick anyone in the league to try and guard Jason Tatum, you would pick Evan Mobley.
Mm-hmm. They can match up. Yeah. They can match up. But I think for one game, you know, it's like a game one, game two. Game five, I'm going to pick the Celtics. I'm picking the Celtics in the must game. But I think right now the Cleveland Cavaliers are right now.
Because remember you play in pool play, you play everybody once. Mm-hmm. So if they go 4-0, obviously they end up winning it. And then if there's two teams that finish 3-1, I believe the tiebreaker comes down to points.
Point differential.
Point differential. So point spreads matter in this
I think the Celtics will grab a wild card and someone else out of West Group C, either the Nuggets or the Mavericks or the Grizzlies, will get the other wild card. But speaking of pool play, I think it's only right that we pick tonight's winners for the, I would say the Emirates NBA Cup, but Emirates haven't sponsored me. So just the NBA Cup. We're going to go through the games tonight. Let me get my document up and see where we currently stand.
Okay,
the document hasn't been updated, so we're going to have to make a new one right now, but that's okay.
I've got the games here, Mo.
Yeah. No, I just had the sheet that tracked all of our predictions this season.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be updated.
But I mean, translation, Scott, that means Mo's winning.
Exactly.
That's what it means. BJ. Oh, yeah. Let's update it. Scott gets the hint.
All I do is win.
All I do is win.
I don't want to keep embarrassing BJ by bringing up that other stuff. So anyway, tonight, the Hawks at the Celtics.
Celtics.
Clean sweep across the board. BJ?
I'm going to C's.
Hornets Magic.
Where's that game at?
In Orlando.
Orlando.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. But I'm gonna go Magic, even though without Boncaro, I'm gonna go Hornets.
I'm gonna go Hornets.
Hornets, okay. That's a tough one to call.
Yeah.
That is a tough one to call. Magic coming off a win, the Hornets coming off a 2-point overtime loss. But the Magic have been chilling at home since then. I'm gonna go with Orlando. The Heat and your Detroit Pistons.
Well, obviously, I got to pick the Heat. I picked the Heat to come out of the.
Oh yeah, division, but Mr. Armstrong over there. Let's see if he backs his team.
I got to back my guys.
The game is in Detroit.
I know. I got to back my guys.
I'm gonna pick the Pistons.
Wow, Mo, you're picking the Pistons.
I don't have any real reason for
Okay.
it other than the younger roster should care more about this type of game, given everything you guys have said earlier on in the show, right? You know, for
Okay.
Kay Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, and these guys, is a real chance to go out there and impress on a somewhat bigger stage than the regular season, where not many people seem to watch the Pistons. Whereas for a group like Miami, if they have championship aspirations or whatever, I don't know if they'll be taking the making much of a big deal about the NBA Cup. You know, Jimmy Butler doesn't seem to care about the regular season too much, so I'm not sure if he'll care about the NBA Cup, and that kind of leadership trickles down in the roster. But the Knicks head to Philly to take on the returning Mr. Joel Embiid.
I got the Knicks.
You
Oh, that's
got.
right. Joel is playing tonight, right? Did you
You
say
said
Joel is
Joel.
playing?
Yeah, Joel is playing,
Oh,
but
yeah, you
Maxi.
did say
But
that.
Maxi. Maxi's out though, correct?
I'm taking
Oh,
the
correct.
Knicks.
Okay, Knicks, Knicks.
Yeah, Maxi's out. So,
Okay, Knicks. But I
is
do
Paul? Is
think.
Paul? Is Paul George playing tonight?
Who cares?
Exactly.
Man, I can't keep up with you two tonight. Man, that's spicy. That's spicy right there, Mo. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go Knicks. If Maxie was playing, I would have gone Philly, but
I'm going Knicks, but I think Embiid scores like 45 points.
I'm gonna go Knicks too. I'm gonna go Knicks too.
But yeah, I've not seen anything from Paul George this season to make me actually care whether or not he's playing.
That's why I said if Maxie was playing,
Oh
I
yeah,
would
Maxey's just
go
burnt out
Knicks.
his
But
hamstring
yeah,
because he's playing basically 48 minutes every night because his two co-stars don't want to play basketball. The Raptors at the Bucks. 2-9 versus 2-8. A real stink
Ooh.
fest tonight in Milwaukee. You going with the Bucks, B?
Bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Bucks as well, too.
Well, Damian Lillard is out. Giannis
Is
Antetokounmpo,
he?
game time decision. Chris Middleton out. Gary Trent Jr., game time decision.
Giannis is
Oh,
out?
did you
That's what
said?
the injury
Is
report
it?
right now says. Giannis is game time decision. Scottie
Oh.
Barnes out. Kelly Olynyk out. Emmanuel Quickley game time
Oh,
decision. Bruce Brown
wait,
out.
look. Is it Quickly's out too?
Yeah. Game time
Okay.
decision. So we won't
Oh,
know
game
until
time
tip off. So
decision.
take these predictions with a grain of salt.
Yeah, boy, if Giannis didn't play, I definitely would switch over to Toronto. But I'll figure he's gonna play, so I'm gonna still I'll stick with Milwaukee.
Is this the night the season turns around? I don't think so, but we'll see.
I'm not saying
The
that yet.
Suns go to Utah to take on the 2-7 Jazz. I think that's going to be Phoenix across the board. Am I right?
Yes, I pick Phoenix and win, come out of this pool, so gotta stay
Okay.
consistent.
The Timberwolves are in Portland to face the 3-8 Trailblazers.
T Wolves,
Easy, right?
Ant-Man, Julius Randle, getting it
Dante
together, coming
DiVincenzo.
together, Dante
Let me
DiVincenzo.
ask you guys a question real quick.
Daniels.
Let me ask you a question real quick, just off topic. But I was thinking about this the other day. If I was a fan of the Knicks and I've watched how this season has gone so far, would you rather have on the Knicks Mikal Bridges or Dante DiVincenzo? Because they sold the farm to go and get Bridges, and I've not
Oh no,
seen a player worthy of the price that they paid for him.
I'm gonna leave Scott. Scott can't answer that, so I'll take that. Scott can't answer that. Go ahead. I'm gonna take this. Well, first of all, I think in all fairness, it's too early to make the call. I think that's an after the season. You know, that's an after the season discussion. You know, we don't know. This is a new Knicks team. And everyone's kind of getting adjusted. We know that we can see an early downfall. We discussed it at the beginning of the season, all of us here, you know, with depth, you can see that's coming to play. You can see the minutes that these guys are logging. And because they're logging a lot of minutes, you don't know. But I think both are really good players. It's kind of the bird in the hand. We know what DiVincenzo brings. So there's a comfort of saying we know what he brings. However, in all fairness, we have to give Mikal Bridges a chance to give him a year, give him a year or two before we actually make an assessment. But I understand DiVincenzo is a really good player and what he does and what he brings. But Mikal Bridges is a really good player. Now it's just a fit. And if you're saying comfort based on what we know, I would say DiVincenzo. However, you know, we got to see how this plays out. And to be give an honest assessment of what, you know, how this is going to play out. Now, and I want to also say this. This is a new team. This Knicks team, as it's constructed now, is a different team than DiVincenzo played with. I mean, you got Karl-Anthony Towns now. You know, it's a different team. So, you know, DiVincenzo was a really – he was a nice fit for everything they were doing as their team and what they had, especially with Mitchell Robinson. I think the biggest thing for me in watching this team, you know, Scott Perry drafted Mitchell Robinson. He is an anchor. And I don't care all the things we talk about in this league, you must have an anchor. He is one of those guys that gives you an identity. He is valued. And I don't think it's fair to make any assessment of the Knicks until Mitchell Robinson is back because of how he plays and what he does. So, but I hear you, Mo. I think that's it's a great exercise. But until Mitchell Robinson is there and he's healthy and the Mitchell that we know with the size and the physicality that he brings, his shot blocking ability, because that's who Tibbs really is. That's who Tom Thibodeau, Coach Tom Thibodeau really is. Okay. He is a defensive. I know he's got guys shooting threes now. Now they're picking it. Okay. I get that. However, when it boils down to it, and I'll say this, you know, Scott's never said it to me, but I'll say it. Mitchell Robinson is the identity of that team defensively. He covered for all of the other guys. You know, we talk about the guards get by, Mitchell Robinson shows up. Julius Randle, whatever the case may be, Mitchell Robinson shows up. He plays physical with Joel Embiid. He's a man's man in there. So I just think it's not fair until we get the big fella back. I know he doesn't do a lot of things offensively, and most people will probably look at this and go, what are you talking about? And they'll look at the analytics. Well, around the league, when you talk to coaches, when he's playing, it's a different game when you play against the Knicks when he's out there.
Look, let me just add, when you're talking about offensively, yeah, he may not have the go-to post-up game, but you have to account for him offensively because he's the best offensive rebounder in the league. So he gets so many extra possessions for the Knicks with his ability to offensive rebound. And in today's game where people like rim rollers, he can catch lobs with the best of them and finish at the basket. So
his ability, as Scott just pointed out, when he rolls, now you have to plug with him. Right? Yes. You're not a roller and you say, well, we don't have to worry about him, because he finishes over the top with the best of them. So when he rolls, that means now the corner threes are open and all the spacing is different. If you're a guard, Jalen Brunson, you want to play with a guy like him. Why? Because you can't just roll with him with the guard. They'll throw it right over the top. So, yeah, but that's a great question.
Yeah.
But I think you got to get him back to really give an answer, because he's one of those role guys. He's a star role player to me. Because he doesn't have, you don't have to give him any plays, and he contributes to the game, especially on the defensive end. Like, he's really, really important to the success of this team, I think, if they're going to make a run.
Absolutely. Well, the final game we need to talk about is probably the most exciting game of this evening, and that is the Mavericks paying a visit to Klay Thompson's former home in Golden State. Who have you guys got for that one?
Well, I got my popcorn ready for sure.
That'll be the game to watch for sure. Again, I've got to stay consistent with my picks. I'm going to go Golden State with the home team because I've got Golden State coming out of this pool. So they'll need to win this game, this head-to-head matchup. I think, but would it shock me if Dallas goes in there and wins? Absolutely not. But I like how the Warriors are playing now. And I believe they feel they have something to prove in beating another good team. You know, one critique that has come up about the Warriors thus far is that they've had a softer schedule. And I believe those guys are sensitive to that. And they're like, okay, that's what you think? Well, let's go show you. Now, I know they just went and beat OKC, which obviously is one of the the top teams in the league right now, but they'll put a lot into this game, and I'm gonna go with the Warriors.
PJ, what about you?
I'm going to pick the Dallas Mavericks, but I think this is going to be a very competitive game on a number of levels. I think both teams will respond. I just don't see an answer. When the lights are bright, Luka shows up. And I just don't see, you know, I think this just falls into what I said earlier. You know, I don't know if you guys agree with it or not. I think the international players have an advantage. They understand this. I think Luka shows up. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I think it's going to be – I can tell you this. Klay Thompson has something to prove. You know, Klay – Mm-hmm. That's either, you know, and in a one game, Scotty, as you know, anything can happen, and Klay can catch fire in one game. So,
there's no question. It's one of those things too. You know, he's going to be super jacked up for this game, and that can work for or against you. He could come out. If you told me he had 36 at the end of the night, I wouldn't be shocked. If you told me he struggled tonight, I wouldn't be shocked either, because of just that emotional roller coaster, and I'm sure he's going to be on. It just depends on how he.
I had the good fortune of seeing Mr. Scott Perry play in high school. And let me tell you I'm going to tell you something Mr. Klay Thompson will do. Now, I don't know if he's going to make all these shots tonight, Mo, but I'm going to tell you, when you went to go see Scott Perry play, Mo, it was one thing you knew. Mm-hmm. He was going to get up his FGAs, field goals.
Yeah, you got
now,
to.
No.
Hey, Mo.
Now, there's one thing I can say this about Klay Thompson. He going to get his shots up. Now, you might not make them. But mm-hmm. I respect the fact that when I went to see Scott Perry play, I always answered this question. When you went to saw Scott Perry play, Mo, you always said, was he hot? And you either said yes or no. Scott Perry determined that every single time. Hey, Mo, every single time he played, Mo, you never went away and said.
Mo, I'm gonna tell you what happened to me. And it's not my fault. When I went to school at an early age, and I'm sure the same occurs over in London when they teach you the ABCs. Well, my teacher slipped up. And when he started teaching us the alphabet, he went FGA. He said, oh, I'm sorry, ABC. I'm sorry. And that stuck with me, Mo. That stuck with me.
It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes of all time. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from Mr. Dion Waiters, who said, I'd rather go 0 from 30 than 0 for 9. Because if you go 0 for 9, that means you stop shooting and you lost your confidence.
Why?
Well, I can tell you what, Mr. Perry has lost his confidence.
I love it. Klay Thompson says that he's locked in. He's not really kept in touch with Steph and Draymond. He says, I'll see them when I see them. I want to know the odds on Draymond Green getting ejected tonight for maybe punching Klay Thompson in the face. I don't know. But with Luka, Exum, Lively, and Washington all being game time decisions, I'm going to pick the Warriors to win this game. We'll be back tomorrow to round it all up for you guys. So make sure you subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. It's good to have you guys both back on the show at the same time. That's been a fun episode. Appreciate you. And until next time, get buckets. Or get buckets in the NBA Cup for tonight, I guess. Goodbye.